Hey everybody, it's Thursday, and we'll be diving into Mark chapter 3 today, and several things happen here. We read again about Jesus healing on the Sabbath and some of the disagreements when it comes to Sabbath. We'll see that Jesus was angry today, and so I encourage you to find that place where Jesus was angry and ask yourself this question: was that anger justifiable? And I think you'll find that it is, because Jesus, to be angry and it not be justifiable would be a sin. But that's not what I want to focus on today. I want to focus on what happens after we see that crowds are following Jesus everywhere. There's an interesting passage, actually two of them in today's reading. And part of this is an account that you read yesterday in Matthew 12, but it talks about Jesus's family. So let's jump over to verse 20 and 21. It says, "Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so he and his disciples were not even able to eat." That's quite a crowd right there if you don't even have the arm room to lift food to your mouth, right? It says in verse 21, "When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, he is out of his mind." Is that interesting to you, that Jesus' own family thought he was out of his mind? If we skip down here, we see that the teachers of the law, the religious people, are making accusations at this point in time too, saying that Jesus came from Satan or Jesus was Satan and all of this. But if we jump down to verses 32 to 35, it says, "Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him, 'Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you,'" is what the crowd sitting around them said. And then Jesus says in verse 33, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Well, there's a lot to unpack here today. We don't have a lot of time to do this today, but I guess one of the first observations is that Jesus had siblings. His siblings show up on the scene. They would have been younger siblings, most experts agree. Unless they were kids of a prior marriage by Joseph, they would have to be the youngest because Jesus was Mary's firstborn. And we know that four brothers are mentioned in Mark chapter 6. So we know that Jesus had brothers, and it says he had sisters, though the number in the Bible is not given how many sisters he had. And then notice that Jesus's mother and his siblings are noticed, but Joseph's not mentioned here. Likely Joseph had died by this period of time. We don't see him here. We don't see him at any point after Jesus was 12 years old and got lost, or his parents thought he was lost. But Jesus, in this situation, when they say your family's here to see you, Jesus pointed to those around him, his disciples that were following him, not necessarily just the 12. Obviously, there were other people that were not just the 12, because it says when Jesus looked around him, he called them my mother and my brothers and my sisters. So there must have been females in the crowd that day. So he's talking about his spiritual family. Now, to Jewish people, bloodlines were everything, and people would do anything for their families. And now Jesus is talking about those with no blood relation, and he's calling them family. And so this would have caused quite a stir. Now, one more interesting thing that I referred to earlier is when he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers and sisters," it's interesting, as many rabbis, as many Jewish teachers would never point out women as disciples of theirs, but it appears Jesus is doing just that. You see, Jesus had a special place for both women and children, and people that were seen as less in this time in their society, and he put them on the same level and showed how special and how wonderful these groups of people were, because that's the kind of God he is. That's one of those little details that if we really dig into the scripture, we see that he's breaking societal norms in order to show who he is and to show he came to love and forgive everyone. So that's a little bit today about what you will be reading in Mark chapter 3. I want to just remind you one more thing. Jesus was not, I don't think, trying to be disrespectful to his biological or partially biological family members, but Jesus was making a huge spiritual point that the family of God is important and that our brothers and sisters in Christ are important. You'll hear me preach about that this weekend in church. Until tomorrow.